This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
And joining us right now on Ben and Woods, he is a former major leaguer. He's a former major league third base coach. He has a band. He has a beautiful singing voice. He plays musical instruments. Tim Flannery is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Flann, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
And we are good. We are hanging in. You've been watching. I saw you walking your dog the other day. You look so happy out walking your dog by the boys' school. And I was thinking, I wonder how much baseball Flann is consuming these days.
Yeah, I watch games every night. And then before I go to bed, I go to that MLB app and I watch the condensed games or the recap games. So, yeah, I'm staying on it. I love to watch it from a safe distance.
You know, watching the Padres play at Oracle Park, you're very familiar with that park. But the games always seem kind of the same. It's a tough place to score.
It is.
Score runs. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much did you have to account for that when you and Boach were up there, knowing that it's probably not going to be a 9-8 game on a night game and, you know, in May or June in San Francisco?
No, you know, Mike Quadi, when he was managing the Cubs, he said it the best. He would tell his Cub players, boys, we're going to San Francisco. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be 2-1.
Every time.
So, I mean, that every time. And so pitching and playing defense and moving runners, you saw it last night. You know, the Padres have been really exciting for me to watch them add a little bit of execution. And it started last year with Mike Schilt. Every at bat, you have a plan. You have something you have to do. You have to move runners. When you play, especially when you get to those playoff games, as they've seen in those World Series games, very rarely you're going to score seven runs. So you're going to have to be able to play defense and do all the little things. And it's really great to watch. Even last night, the Padres did it again. So it's really exciting to watch.
Yeah, it's been one of those really weird runs, Flann. And you've been a part of, you know, a million games in your life and at all levels. And talking to Tim Flannery here on Ben and Woods. And, you know, when a team is scuffling offensively, but still winning ball games and winning the inch and winning the margins, the mood, is there an attitude in the clubhouse like, all right, we're surviving this by the skin of our teeth, we need to get the bats going? Or is it like, hey man, don't lose faith, just keep going out and winning games? Because I mean, you look, they've won 8 out of 11 and they're doing it 2 runs at a time. It's pretty nuts to watch.
And once you do the most of it, when you keep doing it over and over again, you understand that's the strength of the game. And when things don't work out, you know, when you're not getting big rallies, it'll be nice you score a bunch of runs, but the most part, you're going to have to consistently do that. And the more you do it, the more you believe in it, the more you know how to do it. Because it is a process rather than just going up and swinging. You're going up and looking for pitches in zones in order for you to get that job done And when you attack a strike zone to one spot, when you can go to one spot and you're looking for one thing, one pitch in one area, that's when the damage is done, you know. And look, Manny Machado, I know people over the years have you know, anybody that shows up every single night and plays are amazing ball players. It's not easy to play every day. You're not feeling good most of the time. You're dealing with pain. You're dealing with things that might have happened at home. You're dealing with real life situations. And to be able to just put that away and go out and play the game every night, and he leads that way. He can hit home runs. He hits the ball the other way. He shows up every day at night and plays great defense. The Padres are playing exciting baseball in a very tough division. But, you know, we've seen how the game can turn and go different directions as well.
Haven't we?
Yeah, right. So, you know, it's been fun to watch.
Talking to Tim Flannery here with Ben and Woods. I have to ask.
Let me say something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
You said I played a million games. No, I played 976 games, and I'm fourth on the all-time Padre list ever. And I'm an all-time games played at second base. So I'm cheering for guys like Manny Machado to keep playing and overtake the people who are ahead of him in games played. So yeah, it feels like a million games. And when I wake up in the morning before I take a hot shower and stretch, it feels like more than a million games because things hurt. But it just feels good to be been able to be a part of the great game of baseball for 25 years in the big leagues.
I love that attitude because it took almost 50 years to break Nate Colbert's franchise home run record. Manny finally did it last season. It shouldn't take 50 years to break a franchise home run record. So I want to see some of those all-time records fall because that means you got players who are sticking with your organization and are doing good things, which is great. We're talking with Tim Flannery. So I got to ask, a couple weeks ago, Padres were in Atlanta. Ninth inning. Padres are up by one. Pinch runner Eli White is on second base.
Oh, man.
Single to center. Jackson Merrill pulls up on it. Eli White, I think, you know, might score, but they give him the stop sign at third. Now, you were a third base coach for a long time. Did you ever see a guy do what Eli White did, thinking it wasn't a stop sign, that it was a go back to second base sign where he got nailed trying to get back to second on a single to center?
It was ridiculous. I was screaming from that. I don't get up off the couch very often during the game. I went ballistic. And I wanted to call Mudd right away because he was going a different direction. I'm going, no. This has nothing to do with the third base coach. He was down the line. He was in perfect position. And he was holding his hands up because we have a rally going. We got people coming up that need to hit. Now, you can't fix that sometimes. And I'll tell you, I remember it coming to San Diego before the one of our runs in the playoffs in the World Series with the Giants, and we had a young guy they called up who could fly. And he went from first to third with the game on the line, sliding at third, and I go, how many outs are there? He goes, there's two outs. No, I go, there's not two outs. There's one, you know. So we had a meeting when we were putting together a roster for the playoffs. I said, I don't want this guy.
Wow.
I don't care how fast he is. If you don't know how many outs there are, people are going to get run out of town. A third base coach is going to get run out of town. You know, you can't fix some of that. You know, people just see what happens and they immediately blame the guy over the closest to it. But no, I've never seen that one before. We've had some other ones over the years that are pretty crazy. But that one was something you might see with the T-ball players,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Matt Tuiasosopo, who was the third base coach of the Braves, lost his job a few days ago, was replaced by Freddy Gonzalez. I don't know that that seems fair. I know they had a couple of guys thrown out the plate they thought was too aggressive. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, what a thankless job.
And thankless that job is. You can never do anything right. You can only do something wrong when you're the third base coach.
Yeah, if you stick around long enough, then people will believe that you are doing something right, because it is an easy way to get fired over there. And then if you line up nine coaches and say, who wants to coach third, eight of them are taking a step back.
Which is why I make Paulie do it in our adult league games. I like being over there at first, Flan, where I just watch that back foot and I go, back! That's it. That's all I got to do.
That's what we call him. We call him the back coach.
The back coach. I'm really good at it.
But also the hardest thing about first base is, especially with Cronenworth. I'll tell you what, I would have a meeting with Cronenworth right off the top and say, brother, I'm going to be your first base coach, but I'm not going to be carrying all your pads back in from the shin to the elbow to the thumb to the hand to the arm. I see these guys coming, those coaches coming off. They need like a little trailer to pull behind them with all the stuff.
A little cart to pull. I use a cart for T-ball, and I pull all the stuff out of my car, the long walk back to the bad field. And yeah, I had to do it.
All I do is think about, okay, because this is how my mind works. He hits four times a night. How many times in 162 games with four times a night you're putting that stuff on, taking that stuff off, putting that stuff on, taking that stuff off? I just think I'd simplify it and say, hey, I'm going to go out and play with none of it. I'm going to free myself up, and if I get hit by a ball, I'm going to ice it.
Yeah,
you know?
He's pretty tough. I mean, he's got that hot. He
break a rib earlier this season.
He broke a rib, played through it. He worked. You know, I saw him. He got drilled again last night in the elbow, and I'm like, God bless.
And he gets hit more than almost anyone in baseball.
No, he does.
I get it. And he probably gets paid for wearing that stuff as well. But
yeah,
I totally get it. The broken rib, especially. Mario Soto one time in Cincinnati, I leaned into an 0-2 pitch and took a fastball to get a rally going, and we ended up winning that game. And it made him so mad that the next time we faced him a week later, first pitch, he broke three of my ribs. Yeah, and I tried to play on it, couldn't do it. I couldn't drive. I had this cool 280 ZX. I could turn right. I could turn right. I couldn't turn left because of the pain. So I always had to like backtrack and go right to wherever I was.
Three rights make a left, Lance.
That's right. Yeah. Man, I got to ask you this, too, because we talked about it earlier in the week. There was a play in college baseball. Catcher got blown up, and it was really like two guys colliding. There was nothing they could do. They called the runner for Oregon out. They called it malicious contact. Now, you know, you were with Buster Posey. You were there. Like, you know the Buster Posey rule. Mm-hmm. I made the statement on the radio that, you know, no one knows what blocking the plate looks like anymore. That call last night could have been blocking the plate on Maldonado. I was holding my breath.
Was there
as well.
A lane? Was there not a lane?
Correct. It's very, very difficult, Flan. Obviously, you know, back in your day when you played short, when you played second, you knew, I got to get rid of this ball. I'm going to get my legs broken. If not, are you in favor of more safety, or does it need, because the only way you can remedy like the play at the plate now is to go back to the way it used to be. Catcher catches, he's got all the gear on, you can take him out. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts aren't popular with today's game. You know, we played the game differently. It was the way it was, you know, and people try to kill you at second base on every single play.
Yeah.
Templeton and I, Gary and I knew, like when Gary Maddox was at first base, Gary Matthews was one. Billy Buckner would come in hard. I mean, the list goes on and on. You would know who's coming after you. But again, we would dose it out on our side as well.
Yeah.
I mean, my legs still got like just holes all up and down the shins from double plays where people come and get you, because there's sometimes plays, but every year it goes, we're going to forget about the old school. We're going to forget about how that was played. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter what we think anymore. I just sometimes on ground ball double plays that aren't even hit hard, and you know that this guy wouldn't even get a throw off when we were playing. They can just come across nice and easy. Yeah, that would have been kind. That would have been nice, you know, but the game was different back then.
I don't think, and Flan, you can disagree, I don't think guys are any less tough now than they were. I mean, the training regimens, these guys are strong and physical.
Big, fast, and strong,
they just make so much money that, you know, it's the owners who don't want them to get hurt because they're paying them so much money to be out there.
Absolutely. That's
you Flan were expendable, apparently, but these guys now aren't.
Yeah, when we broke in, our minimum was $28,000 a year.
Holy cow, man.
That's what I tell people wherever I go. Well, you did this, you did this. I know you like write a check like I have money. I said, I hit 9 home runs in the 80s. Nobody got in baseball for money. I mean, when we got in baseball because we loved it. There was no money involved. I mean, we signed a contract. What do you mean? I get to go to Amarillo, Texas and do 20-hour bus rides, make $500 a month, and live on $6 a day.
And it's 107 degrees.
I'm all in.
I love it. For love of the game, truly, Flan, you are a legend. We love you, man. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, you guys. Keep up the great work.
We will. Thanks, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.